T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so Washington Redskins, been around for, I don't know, how
50,
many
50, 60 years.
Yeah, give or take, yeah.
So supposedly, they're going to announce today they're going to retire the name Redskins.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
This has been a very highly debated, contested kind of
thing. Not just this year in 2020, but for forever.
Yeah, this has been a long time coming. So supposedly today, they're going to make the announcement that they're going to go away from calling themselves the Redskins anymore.
Have they decided on an official name yet?
That's a great point, and that's what I want to talk about.
Okay. Mm.
Let's talk about the new name.
All right.
What would you call the new Washington football team? Mm. Now, I have an idea. Mm-hmm. Nationals.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The Senators.
They already got the Nationals baseball team.
Yes.
The Senators, which used to be the baseball team way back in the day before they became the Rangers.
That actually would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
I like that name. Yeah.
I mean, if you think back to some of the other sporting teams and organizations and things like that, like remember in New York, there were the New York football Giants.
That's right.
And
differentiate.
You had to say that because they had the New York Giants baseball team back then.
Before they moved to San Francisco. Mm-hmm.
So what if we just called them the Washington Senators?
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Great.
They're in D.C., so it makes sense. It ties into the city.
There is a...
What if they just changed their name from Republican to Democrat with each president?
That would be hilarious.
So you get 4 years of Republican, then 4 years of Democrat?
And all the new uniforms you got to get,
though. I know, every single time.
They're red for a while, right, then they're blue for a while.
And then you're an elephant, and then a donkey. You're going back and forth, back and forth.
Jackasses. I just... But imagine, though, too, is if you're a fan and you're wearing the old jersey to the...
It's a throw when they switched over.
Dude, this is a moneymaker. You realize for the team, if you're constantly having to change every 4 years.
Yeah. All reversible jerseys.
That's a great solution.
Yes.
Great. Brilliant.
Flip it over.
Brilliant.
That's greatness. Okay. Mm-hmm. What if we called them the Washington Congress?
They can never get anything done.
Hey, why not?
They haven't for a while anyway.
Dude,
so
wouldn't the Supreme Court be like the ultimate in names? Because they have like the final say in everything with the Supreme Court, and then they have play like the Law and Order, like
the Washington
Justices.
Yeah, there you go, the Justices.
The Washington Justices.
Yeah.
That's actually not a bad
name.
Like
Justice League?
I kind of like it.
And their mascot is a gavel.
Yes, I think that would be great.
And the actual uniforms look like robes.
Playing those, they get caught in everything. Can you imagine? You can tackle somebody so easy.
I know, right?
Just throw it over. Just bring them down by the robe.
They look like Darth Vader out there, I bet.
Wouldn't that be so cool?
The Washington Darth Vader.
Yes. See, this is so much fun. It's a lot more fun than debating on whether or not, you know, they have changed names.
Right, yeah.
So 214-787-1987. Listen to me very closely. We're not talking about whether or not they should. It's going to happen today.
Yeah, we're moving
There's
past
nothing
that.
Nothing we
Skip
can do
over.
About it.
Yep.
So let's put that part aside. What would you name the new Washington team? Because you have to remember, this is very important to us here in North Texas.
Yeah.
Because of the Cowboys-Redskins rivalry that has been around for so long.
Absolutely.
Mm, that's tough.
Like Cowboys versus
Outlaws?
The Justices.
Yeah, I like that. I like Justices, man.
All right, let us know what you think. 214-787-1987. It's K-Live. Good morning. All right, so I still think the Senators should be number one on the list as far as the new name for the Washington Redskins. And there's a reason why. Just follow me on this for a minute. You ready? Mm-hmm. First of all, the Cowboys-Redskins rivalry is one of the biggest in football.
Totally.
Yep.
Regardless of pro, college, biggest in football, okay? Mm-hmm. So, why not keep some homage to the North Texas area?
Mm-hmm. That would be
by
a good
using
idea.
A name,
yeah.
The Senators, which is what the Rangers
That's right.
Actually used to be. Mm-hmm. That baseball franchise started in Washington and moved to Dallas.
Sure did. In the 70s, they moved to Arlington.
Great idea.
So then we've got the Cowboys and the Senators, and it's kind of, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I know it's kind of a stretch, but I thought maybe it's a good idea.
But you know what? Let's be honest. Washington ain't going to go for that.
Probably
They're not
going
to do anything to appease the Cowboys here.
Definitely not. Good morning, Caleb.
I just want to say that if the whole point of calling the Washington Redskins some other name is to not be offensive to American Indians, wouldn't calling them Washington Senators be offensive to football players?
Senators, well, to football players.
Why?
Because they're senators, they're politicians, it's Congress.
Oh, like...
Oh, man.
Gotcha.
Oh,
I think
man,
I understand what you're talking
flat.
About.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
I'm so sorry if you have to explain
it's
it.
Our first day back from vacation.
Yeah.
So
It's not your fault.
We're not quite there yet. Yeah.
Man, the one time I actually called it.
Man, I'm so sorry.
The first time in 10 years.
10 years in here, you are, and you had the best joke ever.
We're just slow today.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you call back with that one tomorrow? We'll be better, I promise.
Hold on. Caleb, good morning. Who's this?
My name's David.
Hey, David. So, we're talking about new names for the Washington Redskins. What do you got?
All I have to say is if the point of changing the name from Washington Redskins to something else is because we don't want it to be offensive to American Indians, wouldn't calling it Washington Senators be all the more offensive to football players?
Oh!
Burn!
Wow.
Nailed it, David. I mean, first try.
I mean, I am that good. But if you think about it, do we really want to punish football players? I mean, isn't it going a little bit too far?
That's a great point, David. Great point.
Maybe Washington lobbyists?
There you go.
That is a good one.
Exactly.
The Washington earmarks.
Washington pork barrel.
And they're all just a bunch of swine out there.
That's perfect for pigskin, though.
Oh, I bet they'd be offended, though, because they're using their very...
They're using their own mascot to play with.
They don't sell hot dogs, it doesn't.
Oh, no!
All right, so the announcement's already been made. I think today's just a formality, the press conference from the Washington Redskins and a
big reveal.
Team.
Yep. What they're going to be.
Well, they're not going to be the Washington Redskins anymore after today, okay? And this has been something that's been coming for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not a new this debate is, no. if they should change their
going
name
on
or not.
For at least 10 years.
What's a new name going to be? There are ideas. Yeah. Senators has been tossed around as one.
Yeah.
Generals has been thrown out there.
Warriors is a big one.
Warriors is
Red
a
big one. Red Tails.
Yes.
Red Hawks.
Let's see here. Got this one. The Capitalists from Belinda. Thank you for that.
Pretty close to the Washington Capitals.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. The Environmentalists.
Oh. Yeah, go green. Yeah, change the color
scheme. What do you think about that rivalry between the Cowboys and the Environmentalists? What you drinking over there? Wheatgrass drink?
Is that soy?
Good morning, Caleb.
Good morning.
All right.
I got an obvious one.
Obvious new name for the Washington Redskins since today they're going to retire that name.
Right.
What do you got?
Washington Monuments. How about that?
The Washington Monuments. Which would then, at this time, create a whole new
controversy.
Yes, exactly.
Everybody's going to be one to tear them down.
Tear down those monuments.
The Cowboys would definitely tear them down, too.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. Yeah.
It's better than being called the Washington General.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. They actually offered that name up.
Did they?
Yeah.
I did not see that.
After getting beat by the Globetrotters for 100 years.
Yeah. Exactly.
Thanks for the call. You
Thank
too,
you.
Man. Caleb, good morning.
Good morning. How about the Washington Wranglers?
The Wranglers.
Ooh.
Cowboys and the Wranglers.
Get some jeans in there. Yeah.
Yeah. See, there we go. Now we're talking about something that could actually make it, you know, a viable rivalry.
Yeah.
Keep
mm-hmm.
that part going. The rest of the NFL, we don't care about.
No.
We just want to make sure that the Cowboys rivalry with
them. How does
this
affect the Cowboys?
Right, exactly. Always comes back to us.
Love that.
Right.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Caleb, good morning.
Hey, maybe the Redskins shouldn't change their name. Maybe they should just change the mascot and use a red skin potato and have a Mr. Potato Head mascot.
See? You just solved the whole thing right there.
Yeah.
I wonder if they decided that before they decided to have this big press conference today.
I know. Would you call them the taters and stuff?
I was going to say
what
brought to you
Mr.
by Lay's.
Mr. Potato Head comes out as the person doing the actual press conference today?
What a nice tie-in.
Yeah. All right, very good. Thanks for the call.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.